This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States and European Union have agreed to pull back from a tariff dispute with creation of a high-level working group to discuss trade matters. The development follows talks at the White House Wednesday between President Donald Trump and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
So we had a big day, very big. We met right here at the White House to launch a new phase in the relationship between the United States and the European Union, a phase of close friendship, of strong trade relations in which both of us will win.
Mr. Juncker said as long as the two sides continue to negotiate, they'll hold off on any new tariffs.
We have identified a number of areas on which to work together. Work towards zero tariffs on industrial goods. That was my main intention, to propose to come down to zero tariffs on industrial goods.
Trade tensions appeared ready to escalate with the U.S. threatening new tariffs on European vehicles in retaliation for European barriers. Global markets reacted positively, and that doesn't surprise AMP Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver in Australia.
So the fact that the two sides are talking, the fact that the Europeans are actually open to removing their tariffs on industrial goods and also trade barriers generally, I think you'd have to say is a very positive sign.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took to Twitter Wednesday complaining about Chinese counter-tariffs aimed at American agriculture, calling them a vicious way to extract concessions on trade. China's President Xi Jinping warned there are no winners in a global trade war. The Chinese leader, speaking at the BRICS Summit of Nations in Johannesburg Wednesday, said unilateralism and protectionism should be resolutely rejected. The leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, meeting in an annual three-day summit, have pledged to enhance trade cooperation. This is VOA News. President Trump has postponed a second meeting with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, until next year. Allowing a U.S. investigation into allegations of Russian meddling in American elections is finished. The two leaders met earlier this month in Helsinki. Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the U.S.-Russia dialogue and, underscoring the administration's tough approach, publicly denounced Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea.
I want to assure this committee that the United States does not and will not recognize the Kremlin's purported annexation of Crimea. We stand together with allies, partners, and the international community in our commitment to Ukraine and its territorial integrity.
Committee Chairman Bob Corker questioned President Trump's policies toward the Kremlin that, in his words, create doubt about his motivations. In Syria, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's coordinated attacks in regime-held territory. In the southwest, leaving more than 200 dead, jihadist fighters attacked several villages as well as the provincial capital, Sweida, with suicide bombers. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said dozens of Islamists were also killed. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program. The Treasury Department said it's part of a campaign to halt the horrific use of such weapons on the innocent in Syria. The action has been coordinated with France, which renewed its own asset freeze on two dozen entities and individuals. The number of dead from a wildfire along the Greek coast has risen to 81. Hundreds were trapped by raging flames late Monday in the eastern resort of Mati. Volunteers like Kostas Porfirakis are providing those affected with water, food, and other supplies.
I saw everything on the news, but a lot of my friends have been affected by the fire. Had a lot of people that have lost their houses that were burned to the ground from the fire. Some others have their houses been damaged. So I thought it was ethical for me just to come here and volunteer. It's the least I can do for all those people who were affected.
Many jumped into the sea to save themselves from the flames. Others suffocated in cars or on cliffs. Dozens are still reported missing. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Wednesday told Ugandan lawmakers Africa is at the top of India's priorities.
We will keep our market open and make it easier and more attractive to trade with India. We will support our industry to invest in Africa.
Mr. Modi said India will open 18 new embassies on the continent as he took part in the BRICS summit in South Africa. U.S. stocks soared on news of easing trade tensions. The benchmark Dow Jones gaining more than 170 points to 25,414. Gains in technology pushed the Nasdaq to a record high close. Both U.S. carmakers Ford and GM reduced profit forecasts amid rising prices and trade tensions. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.